I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 13th of November 2008. And no, that was not my music, but don't worry about it. It's going to be fixed. It's going to be fixed, don't worry. I think that comes from one of these spaghetti westerns, if I remember right. Now, newcomers to the website and to the station here at RBN, this show, I always suggest you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And on my website, you'll find lots and lots of talks, which you can download for free, which go into the big system in which we live. And I go behind the scenes to show you what reality is, as opposed to that which is projected to you. I also have Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu, where you can go in and download transcripts of my talks and read them, print them up and read them, and they're done in the various languages of Europe. We are, as I say, certainly on a roll towards this brave new world scenario, which to most people will be just the outcome of bungling and incompetence, etc. That's how it's always projected to the public, and that's the reasons we're told why decisions are suddenly made. And the reality is no decisions are suddenly made. In fact, nothing is a surprise at the top. You don't pay thousands of think tanks big, big money to make mistakes. But I go on about the dwindling male population in the last few weeks, and I've been showing you how it ties in with the agenda. And it all comes out startlingly, of course, as always, presented to the public as though it's a sudden discovery, even though they've known for 50 years that basically the male sperm count has been plummeting. It's incidental, too, of course, that big players like Charles Galton Darwin, who was a physicist of the famous Darwin family lineage, came out with his book, The Next Million Years, in 1956, I think it was. And it was acclaimed as a bestseller and a must-be book for the elite, speaking on behalf of the elite, because his whole basically theory was to eradicate the lower classes who had no purpose in a post-industrial society, and the fear of himself and the elite whom he represented was that the lower classes would outbreed the better gene types, the ones who'd practiced good eugenics for centuries, like himself. And that's a fact if you look into the Darwin family and the Galton family. And in his book, he talked about the necessity to bring this global system in, because they had it all projected way back then, and long before they'd bring in a global society based on the British Empire. He said that the biggest opposition would come from males, mainly Caucasian males, and they'd have to effeminize the males and get them out of the way to bring this agenda through. And he advocated ways of basically giving the males extra estrogen, the female hormone, through various and every possible means possible, whether it was in their water, even in the milk of babies. And injections would be used, too, to target the endocrine system of the male. Well, I've read articles this last week or so, couple of weeks, on this very, very thing. Suddenly they're saying, my God, there's not enough men getting born, there's a lot of stillbirths, there's a lot of problems cropping up, and they just don't know what to do about it. And again, it dovetails right in to this new transhumanist movement and post-humanist movement that again suddenly sprung up, well-funded by millions and millions of dollars and headed by big professional people. And I'm going to continue with this and more information after the following break.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And I think it was Monday, perhaps, I talked about the Disappearing Mail, a documentary on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation on their site, which they showed on television here in Canada, to do with this very problem about the incredible infertility amongst men and some of the factors that are involved in causing it. Once again, I'll reiterate that most people will always go through life thinking that everything is just the result of blunders and incompetence, and that's how it's always projected to them. But you cannot go back into the eugenics movement and see the big organizations that were heavily funded and spoke on behalf of the already existent elite, the dominant minority. And they talked about all the problems they could foresee in the future if they did not reduce the population, but especially the male population, because generally it's men who fight changes. That's why the United Nations bypasses the males in all the third world countries and goes right to the females, giving them loans and grants, supplying them with equipment and so on to get their own businesses started, to get the men out of the picture. Men tend to be traditionalists, and they'd have to be removed from the scene one way or another. Many world meetings were held about this problem, and it's happened, as if 50 years since Darwin wrote his book, here we are with the very, very outcome of it. And people think it's just, again, incompetence and greed on behalf of the chemical industries, etc. There's many factors involved, but the fact is we've been under literally a bio-warfare attack from the womb onwards. And it's self-evident. There's another article come out, and by the way, the CBC link, I believe they pulled it, I was told, at least the States can't get it now, but I'll put another link up. I realize there's another one up there on one of the sites where you can view it, and I'll put it up tonight at the end of the show. It's a keeper, and this is another article from the Globe and Mail Saturday, September the 20th, 2008. It says, humanity at risk, are the males going first? Something is happening to today's boys and men. Fewer are being born compared with girls. They're having more trouble in school. Virility and fertility are down, and testicular cancer rates are up. Now, scientists say these fragile males may be more vulnerable than females to pollutants, affecting their development as early as the womb. If so, writes Martin Mittelstadt, it could be a bigger threat to our future than global warming. Well, this is a real threat because it's done on purpose, you see. Since the first clue was how difficult it was becoming to find enough young boys to cobble together a basketball team or a baseball team. Then women in prenatal groups started remarking on how everyone in their groups was having girls. So the impression was quickly backed up by a check of band records. In some years, nearly two girls were being born for every boy, a major anomaly given that the normal boy-girl sex ratio is 106 to 100. The Sarnia area, that's in Ontario, Canada, has been prone to many pollutants or pollution-related woes, but the implications here seem to be arising all over the world. Males may be more fragile sex when it comes to exposure to modern chemicals from the embryonic stage on. I thought about predictive programming and how those in the futurist society get these rights to write the novels and make the movies to get us all ready for this. So I think it's all quite natural. We're just evolving into this extinction. Says the recent sci-fi thriller Children of Men imagined a world population doomed to extinction when, over the coming years, every last human being on Earth becomes infertile. Now some scientists are painting a similarly frightening picture of a widespread threat to male birth rates and later virility and fertility. What's more, they believe serious damage to men and boys is already occurring. The University of Pittsburgh's Devra Davis, in a study issued last year, found that the U.S. and Japan combined had a staggering tally of 262,000 missing boys from 1970 to about 2000 because of a decline in sex ratio at birth. She says, although it could be a statistical anomaly, she says, the figure is very worrisome. Dr. Davis, director for the Center for Environmental Oncology at the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute, points out another disturbing trend, the rise in what scientists have dubbed testicular dysgenesis syndrome, a catch-all phrase for a raft of male reproductive system ailments. Among them is hypospadias, a disfiguring penis abnormality in babies where the urinary opening is on the underside rather than its normal position on the top. The condition is not new, but boys today are far more likely than their fathers to be born with it. The incidence adjusted for population size is up about 60% since the mid-1970s in Canada. Other countries have also experienced increases. The incidence rate of testicular cancer in young Canadian men aged 20 to 44 for reasons unknown, has risen 54% from 1983 to 2005, according to figures compiled by Cancer Care Ontario. I guess they're right on target with killing us off, eh? And levels of testosterone and hormone that choreographs male development from libido to muscle mass have inexplicably declined in U.S. men over the past two decades by nearly 20%. It already plummeted before that, though. A recent study found that women in San Francisco area during the 60s who had higher levels of PCBs gave birth to a third fewer boys than women with low amounts of the chemical, suggesting in utero exposures to the now banned toxin were able to cull males. Culling males, you see. Exactly what Galton Darwin and his clique talked about. University of Florida zoologist Theo Colburn is often heralded as a modern-day version of environmental prophet Rachel Carson. In 1996, she co-wrote Our Stolen Future, which first raised the possibility that synthetic chemicals may interfere with normal hormone functioning. More recently, she has begun giving lectures on the male predicament. I definitely feel that the males are really suffering more, says Dr. Colburn, who is also president of the Colorado-based Endocrine Disruption Exchange. That's what they call this, endocrine disruption in the womb, because these artificial estrogens mimic and block, actually, the male growth of their own male hormones. They're created by biowarfare. That's why they're so perfect. And that's why they're so much in use today. Nothing gets on the shelves for the public unless it's been tested first by the military-industrial complex, which works hand in glove with the pharmaceutical agencies. They're all chemically based, you see. Probably all pills today are made and come out of the petrochemical business. It says here, the most insidious of the hormonally active chemicals may be the ones that mimic the powerful female hormone estrogen. Compounds as diverse as pesticides and plastics, mercury and uranium, are able to fool cells into thinking that they are dealing with estrogen rather than an artificial imposter. You don't have to be a PhD biologist or doctor to know that pouring estrogen into a male is not a good idea. No kidding. This is Frederick von Saal, a U.S. biologist who has done pioneering research into the harmful effects of bisphenol A. That's the stuff they put in all your plastic drinking bottles and line beer cans with and so on. Why would they have to line beer cans? I mean, it's mainly men that drink beer, isn't it? And it's been promoted in all the Western countries with incredible advertising. It's all the ball games. And of course, men are dropping all over the place with cancer of the prostate. He says the phthalates, these are the phthalates, these are other things called phthalates. These other chemicals, this is added to many plastics, inhibit testosterone production and can also, according to some researchers, be associated with irregular genital development, although the industry, of course, denies it. Meanwhile, brominated flame retardants, now bromine used to be given to guys in the military to calm their sexual urges. So they put it into flame retardants, which is all of your carpeting, curtains, and all the rest of it, and furniture. Brominated flame retardants routinely used in products ranging from television sets to mattress foams. By the way, I don't know the black plastic that most televisions come in today, and your computers and all the rest of it, was actually banned back in the 50s and 60s because it gave off when heated these particular chemical agencies. But about 10 years ago, they changed that law and allowed it to be used in every home. Dr. Von Saal says this mishmash of synthetic hormones leading to too much estrogen and too little testosterone. And it says here, and thyroid hormone is making a mess of sexual development in males, Down in the page it says the researchers found that men in the 1987 category had significantly more testosterone than men of the same age in 2004. Over a decade and a half, the decline worked out to be a dramatic 17%. Certainly something to consider and be worried about, particularly if it is related to fertility, Dr. Travison says. Now, why isn't it a major crisis? I've said that for years, the United Nations gives us the statistics on the decline and testosterone and fertility and all of the facts that they give out every year from the United Nations Department of Population Control. And what do you think population control means? And they blithely give it the stats and never give any comment about crisis, and they tell us we're pretty well 85% sterile. That's because it's the agenda. Otherwise, it would be a crisis. So this article is from the Globe and Mail, and I'll put links up on the site to do with this. I think you have to subscribe to the Globe and Mail, but I think other newspapers carried this particular article as well. And I'll be back with more of this happy, happy news after this break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix, and I like that little riff, and I let it go on there because we need to get woken up very fast, even though they're sedating us and killing us off at the same time. It's interesting too that the IQ level has dropped accordingly with the male as well, and it's been readjusted by the world authorities for a new normal, just like they readjusted the sperm count for a new normal, which is almost non-existent. Because back in the 1950s, before they started the massive inoculation plans that targeted the male endocrine system, and before they started bottle feeding with the plastic bottles and all the rest of it, when they knew from the 1930s what the effects would be on the male, and I've talked about that before, with bisphenol A, etc. In the 1950s, the male had 80 million sperm per milliliter. And on a CBC documentary, it said the World Health Authorities had dropped the normal 3 times, down to 60 million per milliliter, down to 40, down to 20, and now they're talking about bringing it down to 10. There's a new normal. There's no crisis, of course, no crisis whatsoever. As the men become effeminized, their IQs drop. And it dovetails perfectly with the transhumanist agenda and the post-humanist agenda, where they'll replace all the old men, you see. They'll use the females as breeders. That was shown in The Handmaid's Tale a long ago. But they'll use the females as breeders, and they will give enhanced sperm with in vitro fertilization and bring a new creature, very passive, content, a good slave, very efficient, something they won't fight back. That's agenda. Meanwhile, you have troops all over the world, what's left of the young men, who are often fighting to bring in this new world system, and then it's their turn to be killed off too, because they're all affected as well. Everyone is used in turn. Everyone is used. Every group out there is used too. To bring about an agenda, they don't see the end of. They can't think that far. The dialectic in action. Someone sent me this little mathematical equation here. It says the CBC webpage said the sperm count of a healthy male had been halved, and 85% of that is DNA damaged. It did too. That is a 92.5 reduction in just 50 years. The math is below using 80 million as the starting point. And 80 by half is 40. 85% of the 40 million are DNA damaged, unhealthy, unusable, low motility. 85% of 40 equals 34. 40 minus 34 equals 6. A healthy Western male only has 6 million usable sperm, when they need 80 to guarantee, pretty well guarantee, the fact that they can impregnate a female. So from 80 to 6 million is a 92.5 reduction of healthy sperm. So that's the bad news. And they've known this all along. They're suddenly finding this out. They've known what I'm talking about all along. Meanwhile, they have us freaking out about global warming and all the man-made fantasies and islands in the Pacific sinking. What they're actually saying is the water is rising. Well, we were taught, you see, at 5 years of age in geography classes that those islands, they're all volcanically made, always start sinking. That's why the water is rising. But by altering perceptions and seeing one side of the story, you'll never catch on. Very simple cons, little con games. And everybody's freaking out because as you go through into the transhumanist agenda and the step-by-step agenda to get us through it, even if we have to get chipped to go through it before they bring out the first new creatures as a whole new species, we have to go through all of this farce and set up basically the machinery to take care of this new system. And we pay for it too. We pay through our tax for all the research that goes into building the centralized computers that will literally deal and program all these new transhumanist creatures, because they've all to be brain chipped. And that came out at one of the world science meetings. I've had it every year, by the way, since the year 2000, on this very topic of chipping the human brain. And how did they get it done? How did they convince the public to accept it? Well, you see, they know they can convince the public to accept anything. That's a sad truth. If you've never been in charge or the master of your own mind, then someone else is. It's so easy to put everything down to greed by the big, big international corporations that run pharmaceutical agencies, vaccine agencies, and chemical businesses, and you don't realize they're all working together because they cannot keep secrets from each other at that level. They're all engaged in the same researches. And as I say, the military-industrial complex uses everything, they test everything for warfare purposes, and the war is on the people. We'll be back with more after the following break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently?
Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just piecing together common sense for people who've been taught not to think for themselves and not to put things together for themselves. You know, in a court of law, you come to the conclusion, the verdict, by the preponderance of evidence. You take it for granted the accused, if they're guilty, is not going to admit they're guilty. And that is what the big boys do. Remember what people like Toynbee said, Arnold Toynbee, the man who had a big position to do with Rhodes scholarships and world government and the world socialist system. You understand what socialist system means. It does not mean for the people. It's a very elitist system. But he said, we always deny with our mouths that which we do with our hands. And that is what the big boys do. They deny what they do to the public. People just bungle and screw up, and my God, what a mess we're in. That's what you're left with. But as I say, in a court of law, the preponderance of evidence gives you the verdict. And we have plenty and plenty and plenty of evidence. And for those who've listened to me over the years and listened to the talks I've given and got the books I've suggested, you'll come to the same conclusions. You have no other option. There's nothing haphazard or happenstance about this agenda whatsoever. Look into the transhumanist societies. Look into the myriads of professors that belong to them. and the associations those professors belong to as well, and who funds them. They're all eugenicists. They all believe in superior races to come. But they also believe that the masses have to be eliminated. You know, the common genes, the junk gene types. It all dovetail perfectly together. This is not science fiction. The science fiction was based on projected fact. That's where they get their stories from, as I say, these authors and the filmmakers who belong to the Futurist Society. The Futurist Societies were set up back in the 1800s by big philanthropists like Rothschild, to write into circulation ideas, to familiarize the public with these ideas. It was eventually called predictive programming. What you take in as fiction adheres in your mind and opens up possibilities which become, well, why not? Especially when you're given one side of a story through a novel, through fiction itself. You're not given the other side of a story, or the rights or the wrongs. You can make anybody the hero in a novel. Adolf Hitler could be the hero if they gave you from one point of view. And it's never changed. The Future Society is still funded by the big philanthropists. And remember what guys like Weishaupt and Albert Pike of Freemasonry talked about, creating big philanthropic organizations that would have so much money they would dictate policy for the world. And there you have them today, dishing out their Global Citizenship Awards at the Rockefeller Foundation. Where do you think all your UFO magazines and so on come from? You know, they fund all that too. All the stuff that amazes you and titillates you and amuses you and fascinates you. All the possibility thinking comes from those organizations. They're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in the US, Ford, Carnegie, etc. Why are they into that? Because within all the stuff they push, apart from scrambling your brain, is to make you lose touch with reality so you cannot think for yourself and you'll accept anything that comes down the pike. It works very well. Very, very well indeed. Here's an article here from WorldNet Daily. It says, death toll linked to Gardasil vaccine rises. Now, I read an article about that a couple of weeks ago. Complications include shock, foaming at mouth, convulsions, and coma. It actually had death in it as well. This one was posted June the 30th, 2008. Anaphylactic shock, foaming at the mouth, grand mal, convulsions, coma, and now paralyzed are a few of the startling descriptions included in a new federal report describing the complications from American companies' Gardasil medication for sexually transmitted human papilloma virus, which has been proposed as mandatory for all schoolgirls. The document was obtained from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration by Judicial Watch, a Washington group that investigates and prosecutes government corruption, and it has details of 10 deaths just since September. Given all the questions about Gardasil, the best public health policy would be to re-evaluate its safety and to prohibit its distribution to minors. In the least, government should rethink any efforts to mandate or promote this vaccine for children. You understand what we're talking about here? This is a vaccine for children. This conversation wouldn't have taken place before the big boys pushed and the big philanthropic organizations pushed the sexual revolution back in the 60s. It was a revolution. Remember the term revolution. Revolutions are funded into existence through the culture creation industry. They're pushed into your minds. The organization's work uncovered reports of about one death each month since last fall, bringing the total death toll from the drug to at least 18 and as many as 20. There also were 140 serious reports of complications, including about three dozen classified as life-threatening, 10 spontaneous abortions in children, and half a dozen cases of Guillain-Barre syndrome, that crippling disease. The document reveals the case of an 18-year-old woman who got the Gardasil vaccine, was found unconscious that evening, and died. Another woman, aged 19, got the drug and the next morning was found dead in her bed. The new document also reveals a total of 8,864 vaccine adverse event reporting system records, up from a total of 3,461 that had been reported in a document just last fall. That, however, has not diverted the building campaign to have legislators adopt mandatory vaccination plans. Well, there's a lot of money changing hands in this Tower of Babel, you see, that's held together by band-aids to conceal all the cash behind it. That, however, has not diverted the building campaign. Judicial Watch said one of the reports, VAERSID, blah, blah, had this to say. Information has been received concerning a 20-year-old female with no medical history reported who on April the 1st, 2008, was vaccinated with a dose of Gardasil. The patient died 4 days after. Patient sought unspecified medical attention. An autopsy was performed which ruled out suicide or anything suspicious. Another report said information has been received from a physician concerning a female patient who on an unknown date was vaccinated with a dose of Gardasil. Subsequently, the patient experienced a coma and is now paralyzed. At the time of this report, the patient's outcome was unknown. You know, you go into the history of banking and you go into the history of pharmaceutical agencies and you know they come from the same few families. You can go back down through time. Down through time into the ancient empires. And you always find they created a capital city with incredible luxury for a few, surrounded by massive poverty for the rest. And they ran it on money and commerce. And they ran the commercial routes and trades and industries. Few families. And they also had prostitution and all kinds of sexual outlets for various kinky minds. And they ran the legal pharmaceutical agencies of their own time and the illegal ones of their own time. And down through time, this has been part of what they call civilization. Because civilization is a term they use for their system. We find Aldous Huxley advocating drugging entire populations, he said, to make them happy. In the speech at Berkeley he gave, and it's up on my website, you can listen to the whole thing. He said, what's wrong in making people happy using drugs and so on? They're not happy anyway. And here he is, one of the descended elite, you see, the aristocracy, who knew that people weren't happy. They're always kept in a state of mild panic to excessive panic and crisis with one war after another made by the rulers, the same rulers that run the world today, living in their little lives and paying massive rents even in, back in his day and trying to get by. So naturally they were unhappy, but the elite were pretty happy. He had no problems being happy. And he advocated, and he was a member of many big think tanks. His brother, Julian Huxley, became the first CEO of the United Nations organization, UNICEF, to set up a world culture by indoctrination of children. And he wrote about it. And held pretty well nothing back. They were both descended from Sir Thomas Huxley, who was the best friend of Charles Darwin. And when Darwin died, Sir Thomas Huxley took over the championship of the cause for Darwinism. And they were all specially bred, if you go into their histories. I've talked before how Darwin himself was maybe the third or fourth generation, all born into the Darwin family and the Wedgwood family. That's all they married into, one other family. When Darwin's first wife died, he married his mother's sister, a Wedgwood. They were practicing eugenics all along. And as I say, everything in this system is based on what's called faith. The doctor, the nurse, whoever gives you the injections, they're even given pharmacologists the right to inject patients now with the free flu shots and stuff like that. That's the beginning of it, even though they're not even qualified to do that. But everything's based on faith. Everyone believes that in that vial is what it says is in that vial. Faith-based. None of them have the ability or the laboratory equipment to check and see what's in that vial, or the specialized equipment to get even traces. You understand, the body runs on traces of things. That's all you need to alter the DNA structure, are traces of things and the right combinations. They will be trained to listen to the experts. As Lord Bertrand Russell said, we shall create a civilization where a mother can't change diaper on a child without the opinion and advice of an expert. That has happened. People cannot think for themselves. They're trained, completely trained. And they're so naive now. They're gullible and ready for anything. And that's what they're going to get, is everything. Everything that's bad for them, that is. Mankind will go out with a whimper, not with a bang. So that's the bad news. And again, I've even had emails from people who can't handle the bad news. I've had people who, one guy in another country who does a little podcast, emailed me after bombasting me for giving out the bad news. They can't handle it. It's too evil. So they blame the messenger. Because this messenger, you see, can handle. I've been handling this all my life. I've watched this stuff all my life. I've asked the right questions. I've gone and investigated things that made no sense to me. And once I was on the trail of how populations are controlled and by whom, and the big think tanks that work for them and the publications and going through them, I found out that nothing happened by accident. We're living an agenda. Remember what Plato said, nothing can come out of the grassroots without permission of the elite to control. If it did, the rippling effect might upset all the plans of the elite who plan the future. That's how you keep control. Generation to generation, you plan a future. You plan the society. And all of those movements that came out of nowhere, it seemed to the public, heavily funded, one revolution after another, always claiming they're getting more freedom for one group or another, are all part of it. They've all been used in turn to basically put the funding out there for research into eliminating most of us. Everyone is a useful fool, the willing fool, they call them at the top, always believing that they're going to get something out of it for themselves and be a champion of the people. Now I've got David in South Carolina on the phone. We'll go to David. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Hello, Alan. It's good to speak with you.
Yes. How are you doing?
Hope you didn't get sprayed too bad today.
We get sprayed all the time now because I'm at the top of the jet stream. It comes up through Chicago, up through Ontario, loops where I am.
Oh,
so
wow.
Chicago and here gets the heaviest spray, and then it carries it all the way down to Buffalo, New York.
Yep, near Thunder Bay or something?
Not far away, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got sprayed real bad yesterday. First time that's happened in quite a while, and I was rather surprised because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. Well, these sprays, too, also could contain polymers, which also have these plastic substances within them as well. So all this ties together, you know. There's many, the spraying will have many purposes all built into it.
And I know one thing about that, too, is also we live right on the path between Atlanta and Charlotte. And I see, you know, jets go over every day, all day.
Yes.
And then and all of a sudden, they spray, you know, mm-hmm. out of the blue. So I know that was a little difference. But what I wanted to get to was I appreciate the fact that I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before I heard you speak of the fact that, you know, Western man being the most aggressive and, you know, individualistic, I suppose, in the world has to be crushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the United States, I mean, I live in the heart of the South, okay, and I know this country is going to be broken into little pieces.
Yeah. I'll tell you, David, hold on a moment.
Sure.
We'll finish this after the break. Back in a moment.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We have Dave from South Carolina on the line. You still there, Dave?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes,
I can hear you. I thought it was, you know, I listen to your show more often now, and I really love everything you bring out. What I thought was just, it's occurred to me lately, was it's an amazing thing is that you got people like Cecil Rhodes, Bertrand Russell, Toynbee, Darwin, all these guys who supposedly, okay, are these elites of the Europeans, you know, okay, and they're advocating the destruction of their, which essentially should be the power base, us white folks, you know.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know, it's just a theory. Tell me what you think about it. Is basically breaking us down to the point where there's a whole breed of people who have no kind of distinction or no kind of allegiance to any kind of group.
Now they've moved on. They've moved on to the whole world, and this is becoming a worldwide phenomenon now, because the whole world is the goal now. Mm-hmm. And so basically all the old men from all types have to be eliminated to bring in this new type, this new standard type. And they plan to bring this in over the next maybe 20 years, you know.
That's right. I remember you talking about that 100 years war. They were talking, and that's through genetic engineering, isn't it?
That's right. That's why they've been pumping money into this very field that we know of for over 100 years. I mean, Rutherford, the greatest mathematician who ever existed, supposedly, was working on that in the 1920s to do with the genes. And before they'd even found or discovered the double helix, so they said,
right,
at the lower level. They were onto this a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, Plato, I think it was, spoke about atoms.
Mm-hmm. Well, the atomic school in Greece and in a few other places as well, where they literally talked about matter being comprised of tiny whirling pieces of matter, and that's where the atomist theory came out of.
Do you believe that might have been from an ancient society that vanished under whatever circumstances?
There's no doubt that these guys, even back in Greece, inherited most of their knowledge from Egypt, because they all studied in Egypt. And as Egyptians said, even to Plato or to his uncle, or his great-uncle, they said that many civilizations had grown and collapsed in the past.
Yeah.
And basically left almost no trace. But see, knowledge is never destroyed. They hold on to knowledge, and even the alchemists of the Middle Ages, who were employed by the rulers of their day, because the alchemists came up with all kinds of weaponry and new kinds of gunpowders and so on.
Yeah.
An ancestor of Francis Bacon was Roger Bacon, centuries before him, who was a monk. So even within the churches, the Franciscan monks were dealing with alchemy. And he came up with gunpowder for Britain. So, you see, they've always worked together with what we call today the military-industrial complex. And the alchemists said they'd rise to power because kings and queens and authorities and governments could not do without them. They hold on to their power. They would need them for their weaponry. Then they would keep it all secret from the public. You have three levels of science coexisting, and general public only hear of the lowest level. That's from professorship down.
War is the organizing force of society.
That's it. That's what they use.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to speak with you, my friend.
Well, thanks for calling.
You have a good evening, and I hope you don't get sprayed too bad.
So it's pretty well constant.
All right. Yep.
But that's it for tonight from Hamish the dog and myself in Ontario, Canada, where it's raining and it's heavily sprayed. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.